Welcome to a little valley in southwest Wales, where you're joining me, Sue Hetherington, for Be More Poet, exploring a different way of seeing. Episode 4, Softly Walking on the Edge. It was a day of soft Welsh rain, the kind that gently brushes your face and your hands, and you welcome it rather than hiding from the pounding rain that comes with the north wind. And I'd had some lovely conversations over Zoom with people from, well, all over the world. And I felt full. My heart was full and I felt at rest. Walking together. Softly walking on the edge, avoiding straight lines of fragile certainty, here is where we grow. Breathing the air of possibility, absorbing gentle rain of encouragement, being seen and heard. Cherishing travelling companions as gifts for the journey. There is no rush. We are always here. The edge is both place and posture. And here in the valley, we experience being at the edge. And you feel like you're in a more spacious place. But it is a place away from the noise and hustle and bustle of everyday life. For most people who come here, they get to this point and they breathe a sigh of relief because they find that they can breathe deeply. And that's what happens in edge places, because we're not being distracted all the time by everything that's going on around us. Instead, we can settle to a different pace. And part of that edgeness of here in the valley is that you can't get any mobile phone signal. So for some folk, that's a real challenge and they feel anxious. And for many others, once they got over the shock of the fact that they're not contactable, they sigh with relief and embrace the opportunity of being in this different kind of place. And on the valley floor, you notice things when you start to quieten down and walk at the pace of the valley. Things that you might not otherwise notice. Your eyes and ears get attuned to a different way of being. And when you go up the side of the valley, we've got green paths, which means that you can be 80 foot above the floor of the valley. You start to get even more of an edge perspective up here because you can see things that normally we only see either at a distance or up in the sky. You actually see them at eye level. One of the things I love about seeing here is when the geese or the swans or the heron, watching the heron in flight is astonishing. You see its movements, these huge grey wings carrying this quite substantial body with the neck crooked in. And the kites, we see the kites and buzzards that are inhabitants of the valley. We see them in flight at eye height. So you start to see things differently in this edge space. Things that you wouldn't otherwise notice, patterns. Because you're seeing the whole, not just the part. You see the interconnections of life and of growth and of being. And if you climb to the top of the valley side, which we can do on the opposite side to the house, when you get up there, and it is quite a climb, you have an entirely different perspective. You see that this little valley is actually not that far from the city. You can see across to the Portalbert Steelworks in the far distance on the edge of Swansea Bay. And on a really clear day, you can see the north coast of Somerset and Devon. And swinging round, you see the hills of the Bracken Beacons. It is a place to regain perspective up there, because when you look down into the valley, you see how small things are. The alpacas, they look like ants. But being on the edge is more than just a place. It's a posture. And for me, I know that I'm a natural edge dweller. It's where I've often found myself, whether I'm in a physically isolated place or not. It's the way I see the world. But also there are folk who are edge dwellers because they've been excluded. They've been pushed out, pushed to the edge, because the dominant culture has defined that they don't fit. And for all of us who are at the edge or towards the edge for whatever reason, we do see things differently from here, because you can see the patterns. You can see the holes, W-H-O-L-E's, rather than just the holes. Oh, you see the holes, the gaps too, actually, yeah. You see the dynamics of things, because when you're at the edge, your perspective is a lot bigger. You're not just seeing the short term, the immediate, the thing that is accepted as the way things are. You at times see the challenges of that. But if we're at the edge, we do need travelling companions, because being at the edge can be lonely, it can be isolated, because there aren't many of us here. And therefore, travelling companions who we can walk with, who can know us, and we can be known. People who get us, people who see possibility in us that perhaps we couldn't see ourselves. And it's mutual, because this kind of knowing, of being seen and being heard, is a mutual endeavour. We give space for each other to become who we can be. And that was an interesting part of developing my work on Quiet Disruptors. When I started to publish both the manifesto and then the book, the most significant comment I received was that people felt seen and heard in the words. And for some of them, it was for the first time. The words enabled them to feel like they weren't just on their own. There were others like them. That they were affirmed in the knowing, in having this mirror held up in which they could see themselves more clearly. Each very different, but having a common posture, a common way of being that was often misunderstood. Because here's the thing. The edge is a place where we can grow, but not if we're feeling like we're having to defend ourselves the whole time, or we're having to batten down the hatches against the pounding of the rain. Because being at the edge is not about growing knowledge to pass the test and demonstrate that we fit in, that we conform to the norm of the centre, the norm of the middle. But it is the place where we can embrace the uncertainty and the complexity that is the world, and stretch into both a knowing and a growing and a becoming that involves taking risks, because we can't be certain that we're right. We can't be certain that we know our way forward. And certainly my experience, oh my goodness me, growing is not comfortable. It's not without the possibility of failure. And that's where we need others, because we need their complementarity. I am not complete without you, and you are not complete without me. These are travelling companions for the long haul. They are the few, not the many. Let's seek them out. Let's choose them well. And let's be committed to growing together in this way. Walking together. Softly walking on the edge, avoiding straight lines of fragile certainty. This is where we grow. Breathing the air of possibility, absorbing gentle rain of encouragement, being seen and heard. Cherishing travelling companions as gifts for the journey. There is no rush. We are always here. I hope this episode has enabled you to pause and see yourself and the world around you differently. Often, it's only when we consciously step outside of the mainstream that we can see the stories we're telling ourselves more clearly. We all need some kind of edge space, and for some of us, this is where we're called to be for more of our lives. But we cannot do this alone. If you found my mention of quiet disruptors helpful, then you might look at the Quiet Disruptors website, find the manifesto, and read the book or listen to the podcast, which is me narrating the book in 12 shortish episodes. So, until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about things that matter, because your words make worlds. I'm Sue Hetherington, and you've been listening to Be More Poet, exploring a different way of seeing from a little valley in southwest Wales.